Today is a time of great rejoicing, for Christ indeed has risen from the dead. It is spring, and new life is all around us. We have new life in the church. 8 children were baptized this afternoon. Yesterday, 2 couples were married in the eyes of God and in the church. In a week from this Thursday, we will be confirming 52 confirmandi. All good news. God is at work. New life. This week's readings have a focus on sin and repentance, suffering and righteousness. We read from the Acts of the Apostles, "And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. Repent, therefore, turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out." Repentance is a gift from God, and it is the best and probably the only thing we can have to make us move forward. When we are stuck in maladaptive and sinful behaviors, we are lost. This is not the first time we hear this word repent in Scripture. The word repent is found over 100 times in both the Old and New Testament, and variations of this word repent are found 70 addition times. The most common Hebrew word translated as repent, the Old Testament, is the verb shuv, meaning to turn away from a sinful, disobedient course and returning to God's way. This means turning from evil and turning to righteousness. The prophet Isaiah, we hear, "Let them repent to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon." In the New Testament, 2 Greek words translate repent, and that word is metanoia. Metanoia means a change of heart, repentance from sinful acts, and turning to God while expressing deep regret and sorrow over these actions. In the Gospel of Mark, in the first chapter, we hear John the Baptist crying out, "Repent and believe in the good news." It all sounds nice on paper. Sounds nice to hear. But what does it really mean to repent? In today's first reading, Peter says, "You have put Jesus to death," and then calls people to repentance. Why does the focus on the death of Christ and the rising from the dead, and later the story from today's gospel, mean that we should repent? Today's gospel says it in this way: while in their joy, they were disbelieving. Joy is a gift for believers. We cannot truly believe and have a strong faith without repentance. What do we have to repent for in the here and now of the third decade of the 21st century? Very much. In the time of Jesus, there was much suffering of a particular kind. And now, in our modern world, there's much more that goes beyond belief and words. When we become obsessed with the objects of our anger, frustration, lust, envy, gossip, and pride, spending more time on social media and more time in social engagements, and moving away from God and helping others, this is a sin, and it calls repentance, a turning away from sin with great sorrow and turn to God, who not only made us, but wants us. We only need to want Him. And I too am guilty of this. When someone says to me, "I hurt you, you hurt me," and I'll say, "Well, I'm sorry." It happens again. Really, it doesn't appear to mean that I'm really truly sorry and meant to do harm if I do it a second time. My brothers and sisters, we are a spiritual being on a human journey, and things do come our way. And all things begin and end with God, and because it begins and ends with God, shall we too begin and end with God? Begin with God in the morning, sing in silence, begging for the graces to be able to be good and to face the trials and tribulations of the day, and ending the day in silence, giving thanks for what He has given us. God is already here. When we come to Mass, we listen to His word, we eat of His body. He is in us. These are signs of His love for us and for us to respond to His call of love, repent, and moving on. So as we continue with our liturgy, let's pray for all the graces necessary to embrace the God who has made us, embrace the God in His ways as much as we want Him.